Poodles were bred to be water retrievers. Beagles and dachshunds were meant for hunting. Yorkshire terriers to keep away rats. In fact, most dog breeds were developed to do specific jobs. Commentator Louise Rafkin has a dog, Lucy, who's some sort of mixed breed. Louise, like most Americans, just uses Lucy as a companion. But recently, Louise and Lucy went to Southern California to visit a ranch where some dogs are rediscovering their roots.
I'm on my way to Drummond Ranch with my dog Lucy in tow. Lucy's a Labrador-looking mutt. In her value system, sticks are better than food. That's how genetically driven she is to retrieve. People who own dogs bred for herding, border collies and the like, say they'll herd anything. It's their instinct. If sheep aren't available, they'll herd whatever's around. Kids, cars, even cats. But sheepless city folks can now rent a flock, so to speak, by taking their dogs to herding classes. As we drive up the dusty road to the ranch, the first thing I see are several corrals of sheep, and those sheep are on the run. Running behind them is a black and white border collie named Ritz, and man, this is one intense dog. Ritz is fully focused on the sheep, listening for cues from her owner, Janet Ondrak, whose whistles direct her how and where to bring in the flock.
That'll do, Ritz. I'm calling her to me now. That'll do, Ritz. That'll do, Ritz. Now I'm going to send her on her right, away, and you can see her run out to her right. She's going behind the sheep, and then if I don't say a word, she should just bring me the sheep, and then she's brought me the sheep.
Ritz is literally teacher's pet. Jana and her husband, Ted, teach dogs to herd. Drummond Ranch is about an hour's drive from L.A., and on any given day, suburban dogs arrive at the ranch in SUVs and sports cars to learn the skills that Ritz knows well. But Ted says many of the students aren't like Ritz, seasoned ranch hands with their own flock to tend. Some are family dogs, herding breeds, with behavior problems.
They're going to find something to do because they don't want to just sleep all day. And a lot of times what they find is negative.
Ted and Jana have taught border collies who dangerously try to herd cars and hyperactive sheepdogs who can't rest until all humans are in the same room. There's even a few troubled Rottweilers, a dog most people don't even know is a herding breed. Jana catches Lucy taking what she thinks is a serious gander at the sheep, and she suggests putting Lucy through the instinct test. Why not? Soon we're entering a small round pen with about a dozen sheep clumped together on the far rail. Ted thinks Lucy may not have what it takes.
If the dog doesn't go to the livestock when you take them off the leash, then it's kind of like the horse in the water. If he doesn't want to drink that water, he's not going to drink it.
But then something very weird happens. One of the sheep makes a fast break, and Lucy dashes after it.
Good girl, Lucy, good girl, love, good girl.
I feel like I've raised a child, and at 12 years old, it starts speaking French. Lucy has never even seen a sheep before, and now she's circling the flock, rounding them up like some sort of cowhand.
Now, you said she's a rescue.
Yeah.
She looks like she's lab, but she obviously has something else in her that may be part herding breed. So some of that instinct could be coming out right now, and then maybe that's why she's going after them.
I'm dumbfounded. If I ever doubted the influence of genetics, I don't now. I leave Ted and Jana and the bleeding charges at Drummond Ranch with a profound respect for instinct, and with what I now believe is a lab shepherd mix in the back seat of my station wagon. I'm wondering how big a flock I can fit on my back lawn.
Louise Rafkin and Lucy live in Emeryville, California.